The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital products. We begin in Shanghai, however, because all the world is a supply chain, especially when it comes to electronics, high-end, the best stuff in our economy, in the global economy. This is the Wall Street Journal reporting in these last hours. Shanghai's COVID lockdown leads to logistics disarray, with quarantine truckers piled up containers. It reports this. On April 1st, Shanghai authorities locked down the entire city to stem the spread of the virus, asking its more than 25 million residents to stay at home. In recent days, the city's COVID numbers have been on a gradual declining trend after hitting a peak about a week ago. The stringent lockdown has had a ripple effect on businesses in the Yangtze River Delta region, an area of more than 160 million people, encompassing Shanghai as well as the near neighboring Zhenjiang and Jiangsu provinces. Together, they account for a fifth of the national gross domestic product. Chris, a very good evening to you. We've discussed this mostly the last weeks because of these mysteries about Shanghai. But before that, there was the mystery about Guangzhou, which is where the heart of the electronics manufacturing resides. Other provinces in China have reported lockdowns, but this one on Shanghai seems puzzling to me because it's damaging the economy. It's extreme in the extreme, and it is discordant with what Europe and Asia and certainly South America are now doing about the virus. Your observations are of someone who does business in China and with China. Have you seen these numbers of exports, imports, or production line, or when we can reopen? Have you seen these numbers already decline, or is that forthcoming this summer? Good evening.
Good evening, John. The supply chain in Shanghai is certainly very, very stressed and or broken, with delays on import of goods, export of goods, delays on transit within China. The hope would be, and there's some maybe flashes of light that would say this may start to ease within the next week, but it's still extremely, extremely curious that the level of lockdown being very, very severe, the fears within China for truck drivers of getting stranded and sent to detention camps for COVID suspicion or other, it's a very tough environment to try to plan for. And if you think about it from an economic perspective, Shanghai being really the flagship city of China, probably the most westernized city in China, and the a real heart and driving engine of that economy, this is going to have significant ripples as you've now been multiple weeks in shutdown. As it goes to things such as semiconductors, a lot of semiconductor manufacturers in the supply chain around the Shanghai area, and when you turn one of those facilities off, turning it back on is not a flip the switch. That might be a 28-day, a 45-day, a 60-day restart, as you saw after some of the chip factories in Texas went offline the year prior due to the ice storm. This is going to have further ripples within that semiconductor supply chain that we'll feel the effects for years.
You're a manufacturer doing business in China and outside of China. You and your colleagues all work together to keep the story going. Do you get special attention from Chinese government authorities when these shutdowns happen, when it'll reopen, what it will look like? Does anybody talk about why this is happening? It seems completely out of step with what we know about the virus here in the year three.
Well, John, in China, you never ask why. You have to remember you're not dealing with a liberal Westphalian type democracy. You're dealing with a centrally managed state. So you may get an instruction. The expectation is that you're following that instruction. If not, you'll end up with People's Armed Police or other at your doorstep making sure that you are following that instruction. That being said, at many of the municipal levels, it seems in many cases that actions are taken more out of fear, because if I'm a mayor of a city, if I'm a governor of a province, and I have a breakout of COVID in that, you're likely to be held accountable and or sacked or re-educated for your failure to perform. So there's a lot of bad decisions that happen not on the basis of fact, but on the basis of fear and political motivation that just makes the situation that much more cloudy.
Here's an example provided by the Wall Street Journal reporters. Japanese logistics provider Yusen Logistics Company, Japanese, whose company operates a facility in Shanghai, consolidating products to be shipped from the Shanghai port, saw a decline in its freight volumes over the past weeks. Yusen Logistics packed only 6% of its usual daily 8,000 cubic meter freight load over the past weekend. Some days it received almost nothing to ship. The company said the company's Shanghai-based head of supply chains. This suggests that there's no coordination, there's no planning, it's randomness. And what's strange, Chris, is they provide these pictures. I'm sure they're official pictures of men wrapped in white or in blue with their goggles on and decontaminating trash in the streets, reminding all of us that the people are locked in their homes and there's cries of food security at risk. And yet they're conducting themselves like this was some alien organism landed in the Andromeda strain that if you touch, you're going to turn into a werewolf. It's bizarre. We've come to have a political argument about follow the science. This is follow the science fiction. That's the way they're conducting themselves. Now, you've dealt with your Chinese workers and people who are in and out of China over the time. I've never been impressed that the Chinese have some science fiction imagination that they're going to be eaten alive by the virus. They understand. They consume our media. They know that we're maskless. They know that we have a vaccine. So how do we explain that the regime in Beijing wants to turn Shanghai into, well, this is a Hollywood movie we're looking at?
John, it's very, very difficult to explain because the number of different wild and crazy conspiracy theories could just consume you. That being said, I think the regime politically has a challenge, which is if the Sinovac vaccine that was distributed and pushed on the population doesn't work, someone probably is going to be held accountable for that in theory. Probably not the top man, but someone in that food chain. So you have the challenge, if we had to take in China the vaccine and it doesn't work, why did we have to take it in the first place? Secondarily, where we're seeing in parts of China, all communication shuttered. Internet down, phones down. It infers to us in certain pockets that there may be more things going on than are being reported externally. Probably not on the good side of that equation, whether that's civil unrest or that's people pushing back against the government. But there's certainly evidence of maybe the contagion being civil disobedience as opposed to just purely the virus.
Yes, there is that suggestion, and we only get anecdote. Perhaps we'll have this once they open the city up, if they open the city up. But this is, we all recall the movies of the worst of the Cold War, and the idea of taking your largest city, your most entrepreneur-like city, and shutting it down certainly is self-defeating when it comes to growing the economy or recovering from the pandemic. So let's leave the mystery of Shanghai and come to the opening story of the U.S. You travel a deal coast to coast, and over these last years, you've observed that the airports are where to tell about business activity. Are the airports more frantic these days, Chris? Is the dropping of the mask mandate on transportation Has that loosened things up? Are we seeing franchises reopen?
John, I did enjoy flying this week to Philadelphia to not have to wear a mask on the plane, only to get yelled at to wear a mask on the rental car bus at Philadelphia Airport. That being said, the volume of traffic at the airports is very high. However, the margin for error on disruption is very low. More delays, more challenges, more short crews, more sick crews, more equipment out of place. So anticipate that while the consumer is back as the air traveler, the carriers are having some pretty significant challenges in keeping things on schedule. So summer travel is going to be a bit bumpy.
That, however, would give more time to enjoy and overeat at the franchises. So does that mean that the franchises are open now and people can vent their frustration by buying more apple pie?
Many of the restaurants at the airports, many of the services are still closed or just starting to come back. So you're seeing a slow recovery. But I believe that many of the franchise operators at scale within the airport space, companies like HMS Host and Host Marriott, are careful about reopening, not knowing, are we done or is this just a lull in the storm?
My informant, because I have not traveled, my informant says that the TSA lines are challenging, that there's a crowd. The crowds come in. I know this was happening in Australia during Easter weekend. Have you seen the TSA overwhelmed? Are they up to speed, Chris?
The lines are not out of control from what I've seen, but within the, they're certainly longer than they were during the pandemic. I think people who are road warriors such as myself got used to the breeze through easy walkthrough lines, but crowds are definitely back.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com. We regret we cannot solve the Shanghai mystery. However, we've certainly identified questions to be answered. Why is it conducting itself as if we've been invaded from the Andromeda strain? The opening of the airports is very good news for recovery. This is the Scala Report, Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.